Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So it's a Wednesday, and today we have a video from Anna Akana, and it's called Check Your Privilege. So maybe we do not notice, but sometimes we are born with privileges that other people don't have. So let's take a look at today's sentence. It's so easy to see someone through your own narrow lens and to like dismiss what they're going through or write off their struggles as excuses or complaints. It's a lot harder to try to keep in mind the opportunities you were afforded just because of where you were born. It's so easy to see someone through your own narrow lens and to like dismiss what they're going through or write off their struggles as excuses or complaints. And it's a lot harder to try to keep in mind the opportunities you were afforded just because of where you were born. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 lens。lens 呢是镜片的意思，它的重音在 L-E-N 的地方发 len。len 一个是发 A 的感觉 ，S 有个 Z 的感觉 ，lens。Lens， 那我们就是我们中文很常讲的，就是透过有色的眼光看别人呢，就是说 through your narrow lens 或者 through your lenses 这样子。再来我们来看的是 struggle 呢指的是斗争啊，或者是有点像是挣扎那一种感觉。那我们可以说 when the dog struggled in the net, it accidentally hurt itself。当那只狗狗在网子里面挣扎的时候呢，它不小心伤了自己。那它的形容词呢是 struggling， 指的是艰难为生的，也就是说好像有一点生存不下去，有点在生命中挣扎这一种感觉。那我们可以说 life is quite struggling as a street artist， 当一个街头艺人呢，其实是并不是有我们想象中那么很容易为生。再我们来看的是 excuse 呢指的是原谅，它的动词是原谅，那它当名词呢则是借口的意思，它的中音在 cu 的地方发 excuse，se 发 z 的感觉 excuse。那我们可以说 you should stop coming up with excuses and start thinking about solutions， 你别再为自己找借口了，快一点找一些解决事情的方法。那有时候我们会讲 excuse me， 就是这一个，我们会说英文里面的不好意思呢，其实是 excuse me， 就是原谅我一下。那有些英国人呢，比较正式的用法会说 pardon me， 那这个字也可以用在像是你没有听清楚别人说了什么，你就说 pardon me， 或者是 excuse me， can you say that again？再我们来看是 complaint 呢指的是怨言的意思，它的中音在 PLAI 的地方发 A 的长音，那 COM 发短音 complaint 是怨言的意思。那如果要发表一个怨言呢，除了下面直接用下面的动词 complain 之外呢，我们还可以说 file a complaint。 那我们可以说 he filed a complaint to the restaurant about the food quality， 他因为就是对于餐厅食物的品质有疑虑，所以呢就是对餐厅抱怨了一下这样子。那像前一阵子呢，有一本书很有名，应该蛮多年前了，叫做 A Complaint Free World， 就是一个不抱怨的世界。那我记得那时候买那一本书呢，他会送你一个紫色的手环，然后还跟你说你每抱怨一次呢，你在生活中每抱怨一次就要把这个手环换到另外一只手袋，然后你可以统计一下你这一天呢换了几遍，你就会知道今天抱怨了多少。那他就是跟大家说时时刻刻要提醒自己呢，不要随意的抱怨这样子。那 complaint 的动词呢则是 complain， 是抱怨的意思 complain。 那我们可以说the customers are complaining about the heat because the air conditioner broke down， 因为这个冷气坏掉了，所以客人呢都在抱怨这个餐厅里面实在太热啦。那最后我们来看的是 opportunity 呢则是指机会的意思。那我们有时候说要把握机会的话呢，我们就可以说 you should graspThis opportunity， grasp 有抓住的意思，那它的我们在英文里面讲到抓住一个机会，就是说 grasp the opportunity。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. It's so easy to see someone through your own narrow lens and to like dismiss what they're going through or write off their struggles as excuses or complaints. It's a lot harder to try to keep in mind the opportunities you were afforded just because of where you were born.Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!